It's time for Rhema for Today.
But you see, because the man was walking all the light he had, didn't know now that full salvation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost had come available, God sent that angel down there to tell him where he could get help. No, the angel couldn't tell him words whereby he could be saved. God didn't ordain that angels should preach the gospel. Men preach the gospel. Amen. But the angel could tell him where he could go get somebody to tell him, praise God, how he could be saved. And he entered into the wonderful experience of the remission of sins. Peter preached remission of sins to the new birth and the baptism with the Holy Ghost.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now, you have to realize this is the 10th chapter of Acts. This happened 10 years after Acts 2. Up to this time, the church has been strictly a Jewish church now, but the Gentiles are brought in. So when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, verse 2, when Peter was come up to Jerusalem, they that were of the circumcision contended with him, saying, thou wentest into men uncircumcised and did eat with them. You see, these brethren of the circumcision were born again, all right, and baptized with the Holy Ghost, but they still held on to a lot of their teaching they had. You see, that you shouldn't go into Gentiles. Remember, that's what Peter said when he went there in Cornelius' house. But now I perceive through that vision God showed him not to call any man common or unclean. But Peter rehearsed the matter from the beginning and expounded it by order unto them, saying, and so he went on talking about he is in the city of Joppa and in a trance and he saw this vision and so on. And in the 12th verse he says, and the Spirit bade me go with them, nothing doubting. Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house. And he showed us how he had seen an angel in his house, which stood and said unto him, send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. Now get 14th verse. Who, Peter, shall tell thee words, whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved. So you see, Cornelius was not saved. He is walking in all the light he had. He's a Jewish proselyte. His prayers and alms came up as a memorial before God. God knows everything that everybody gives, doesn't he? Saved or unsaved, whoever they are. But you see, because the man was walking in all the light he had, didn't know now that full salvation, the baptism of the Holy Ghost had come available, God sent that angel down there to tell him where he could get help. No, the angel couldn't tell him words whereby he could be saved. God didn't ordain that angels should preach the gospel. Men preach the gospel. Amen. But the angel could tell him where he could go get somebody to tell him, praise God, how he could be saved. And he entered into the wonderful experience of the remission of sins. Peter preached remission of sins to the new birth and the baptism with the Holy Ghost. And so we see then the Jewish proselyte. Now then finally we see this Jewish proselyte, which of course was a Jew or a Gentile, but he'd been converted to a Jewish religion. But now in the 19th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, these were strictly the Gentile here that was brought in. Came to pass the 19th chapter of Acts that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? They said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? They said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Now you see, they had heard John preach that they should believe on him that should come after him, but then they hadn't heard that Jesus had come. They were walking all the light that they had. And so God visits them now to bring them into full salvation and the baptism with the Holy Ghost. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. Now you notice that each one of these groups of that day, these religious groups of that day, those that had any revelation from God. You see, these Gentiles had this much revelation. They heard John preach that they should believe on him that should come after him. They hadn't heard that he'd come. Paul's telling them he's come. Praise God, you can have the fullness of it. Cornelius was a Jewish proselyte. And he was a Gentile, but converted to the Jewish religion, walking in all the light he had, a devout man who prayed much. God visited him, brought him into the fullness of what he had for him. Praise the Lord. The Samaritans were half-breed Jews, you see. They had some light from God. You remember that the woman at the well of Samaria said, our forefathers worshiped God in this mountain. The Jews say you have to worship God in Jerusalem, you see. And so they had some revelation from God. God brought them in. So each was visited by God and given the same spiritual light and the same spiritual experience. Now when we turn to the epistles of Paul, we find that he had been given teaching for those who had left the old way and are enjoying the new life in the Spirit. And the new proposition is not to proceed. I'm talking about religiously now. Not to proceed as before conversion and by one's own efforts to try to become righteous, but to submit to the leading and the control of the indwelling Spirit, who becomes very real to those who pray and feed upon the Word of God. You see, Christ promised the indwelling and also the outpouring of the Spirit. Now we mentioned, and let's look at it again, John 14:17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power. He didn't say you'll be converted. He didn't say you'll be born again. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then in John's Gospel, we see this twofold reference to the Spirit is made. We see Jesus, we read the scripture, said to the woman at the well of Samaria in John 4:14, whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Water, you know, is in the scripture also a type of the Holy Ghost. There are other types, but water is a type. The water, he said, that I'll give him shall be in him. Now that sounds a whole lot like what Jesus said. He is with you, but he shall be in you. The water that I give him shall be in him. Where? In him. A well of water springing up into everlasting life. But here in John's Gospel, the 7th chapter, the 37th verse, at the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus cried, stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Of this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost is not yet given, because Jesus is not yet glorified. Now notice in John 4:14, this first reference is an inward state. The water that I give you shall be in you, a well of water springing up in everlasting life, or eternal life. That's talking about receiving eternal life. Remember the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Everlasting life, eternal life is identically the same. Now you see, this reference refers to an inward state which benefits the one so blessedly indwelt. But the second reference makes provision for others to whom the Spirit flows forth after the baptism when the Spirit comes upon the believer. You know, water is in the well. And that's the expression Jesus used. Here, though, he talks about the water in the well just for your own individual benefit. In you. Well of water springing up everlasting life. But then he talks about rivers flowing out of you. Well, water's in the well, water's in the river, but the waters in the river are for a different purpose than what the water in the well's for. Especially in that day. Isn't that right? So you can see water is a type of the Spirit, but you see a dual or a twofold experience with the Spirit of God. So look again there in John 14. We looked at the 17th verse. Let's back up one verse to the 16th verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Now you see here in John 14:16, the Lord promises another comforter. Now notice he said, another comforter. Implying that he, their comforter, would be removed and that another would be sent. Now, since Jesus Christ of Nazareth could not be in them, he naturally fulfilled the experience mentioned in the 17th verse, which, that is, he was with them, but he shall be in them. Can you say amen? Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now remember, the Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. The Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? Now Jesus couldn't indwell him physically with a flesh and bone body. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he ever liveth to make intercession for us, praise God. But you see, it's through the power of the Holy Ghost that he enters us. The Bible said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Now, let's turn back to the Old Testament and see a prophecy in conclusion. And I'm just sort of introducing the subject, but we'll get to it. Ezekiel 36, verse 25, 27. Did you wear your shouting clothes? My. Here's shouting ground. Praise God. If Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verse 25, 26, and 27. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. From all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you. I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments, or a better word, you shall keep my word and do them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Pastor Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. To find out more about this month's special offer, you can go to rhema.org. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or if you prefer to write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin.
Well, we have a call to arms special from this week, and so we have two different products. The first one is Dad's newest book, just came out a few months ago, called Connect, Staying Connected So You Can Win. Dad talked a lot about winning and a lot of his things, so that's that book. And then I have a USB drive. There's 10 messages on the subject of faith. For a gift of $35 or more, you'll get both of those items, and you can go to rhema.org to find out about that. And pretty much anything you want to know about our ministry, you can go to rhema.org.
Oh, yeah, rhema.org.
And that's kind of the place to go. Then yeah, also,
you can watch on demand our Rhema Praise, this broadcast, church services, conferences, live streams there. We live stream everything, and you talk. You're involved in that more than I am.
We live stream everything except for the Call to Arms Men's Conference and the Ladies Conference. Those are both live events that you have to attend
because they're paid conferences.
Because they're paid conferences.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.